Welcome to the One Thought Away podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Pound, a mindset coach and manifestation expert, here to help you live more mindfully and soulfully while learning to connect to the magic of the universe. Each episode will provide you with insights into self-mastery to get the most out of life. I am so grateful you are here, and thank you for listening. Hello, gorgeous humans. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I'm so happy that you are here. And it feels so good to be recording today because I am finally back home after 2 months of traveling, of opening new portals, of hosting ceremonies abroad. And I absolutely love travel and adventure. It's so expansive. And at the same time, there's just something so nourishing and grounding about being in my home, having all my things here, my office. And one of the first things I wanted to do was just drop in and create a podcast where I can just share with you some beautiful insights of what's really been on my mind. And so here we are. And today's topic is a really powerful topic, and it's centered around my work with the divine masculine. And so over the years, my work has really evolved. You know, when I first started out like 10 years ago, I was a yoga teacher, then I was a Reiki healer, then I did executive coaching, and then I started to work with women and love and relationships, and I've worked with money. And what I've really been called to step into is my role in supporting men really activate their divine masculine and to come into union. And this has been some of the most powerful work that I have done. It's also some of the most healing work because I have all of these incredible private clients, all of these high-performing men. And the reason we work together is because their sole desire is to really come into union with their queen, to have an incredible relationship where they can love the woman they're with so deeply, so fiercely. And in order to do that, they are required to shed these layers, shed the parts of them that don't feel worthy or deserving or capable, or there is trauma holding them back or the mother wound. And we embark on this really powerful journey of healing and co-creation together where they share the deepest parts of their soul, all of their fears, all of their insecurities, and at the same time, their deepest desires and wildest fantasies. And it has been such an honor to walk this path with the men who have come into my life. And so I want to talk a little bit about this because a lot of the time when I'm in certain circles and around certain women, there's always this conversation that there's no good men or there's no conscious men or, you know, men aren't trying to get into union. And my experience is just so dramatically different from this. And you guys have probably heard me say this before, where your mind will never make you a liar. So really be conscious of what beliefs you are choosing to partake in, of what you're allowing yourself to say and think repeatedly. Because if you have your blinders on and you are in the paradigm of there's no good men, all of the good men cannot come into your reality because you're not a match for them. And so I think this episode is going to be really important for those of you who maybe feel contracted when it comes to men and dating and finding an incredible heart-centered man, or if you're a man who
wants to really expand and raise his standards in love and really become this high value man, or what I call this sovereign king, who is capable of holding a queen, of holding the divine feminine in such a beautiful, erotic, deep, heartfelt way. And so we're going to cover some topics that I like to dive into with my clients and just really create a portal of expansion and connection and healing around the divine masculine in today's episode. So I think one of the most common misperceptions that women have around men is that they're not doing the work, and that all of these women are doing all this work to heal themselves and to prepare for union, and men aren't there. And that's just frankly not true. I mean, I have so much evidence, my clients being some of the evidence, my friends, my community. I have such a robust network of absolutely amazing men who are regularly praying for their union, who are asking themselves hard questions, who are looking at their shadows and alchemizing them so that they are able to rise into love. And so one of my favorite things to do is to really help men heal and release their limitations around love and partnership. Sometimes as women, we may not perceive that men have insecurities and don't feel confident, especially when it comes to approaching a goddess or a queen. But one of the core things that I've worked on with a number of my male clients is really stepping into their confidence, really helping them feel so secure and so powerful, and creating a new identity rooted in this very confident version of themselves that's really grounded in love and authenticity and not the ego leading. And so some of the reasons why these amazing men aren't in union or aren't approaching women is because they don't have that confidence level. So I really love working with my clients and supporting them in shifting their self-concept and being able to see themselves as a king, as an emperor, as a man who not only can have it all in business, but can have it all in love. And another thing that I work a lot with on my male clients is really healing patterns of the past that keep them stuck. So one of the biggest core wounds I work with is the mother wound. And so often a man isn't actually able to expand into his highest love timeline because there is a lot of unprocessed trauma from the mother, from the feminine. And that's his first imprint, you know, of feminine energy. And most of this is all subconscious, and they don't know why things are happening or why they're attracting a certain type of women. And it all has to do with their inner child being really hurt and feeling really unlovable, and then sabotaging their relationship or connections, or acting as a protective mechanism and not even allowing themselves to go into the relationship they truly want because of the fear of abandonment or rejection or feeling unworthy or feeling unlovable or feeling controlled or unseen. So I think that's really important to mention. I work also a lot with a father wound with my female clients. And if you're a woman, I'm sure you can relate in some way. Of course, like, your father is the first masculine role, and that really shapes how you interact with men. And so if you had a really present father, there's a good chance you'll feel a lot more confident and deserving when it comes to calling in you know, these high value men in your life. Or on the other hand, if your father was not present and maybe he wasn't around at all or wasn't able to show his love or you weren't able to feel his heart, then there's most likely an anxious attachment that you've developed or avoidant, and you may be attracted to emotionally unavailable men. So it goes the same way for men as well, but you know, just feeling that with the mother wound and not feeling worthy and deserving of being able to have a beautiful queen. So we do a lot of that deep inner work. I have a really powerful method that I developed where I bring my clients back into that core wound, that core memory, and then we dissolve it and integrate it. And it's so beautiful when I do this in my sessions because I feel like this sense of relief. I can feel their energy shift instantly. I can feel their energy level rise and their hearts open. And it's just such a beautiful thing to witness in my clients. So the next thing that I love helping men do is to connect to their heart. So often, you know, men are conditioned that they can't feel. How many of you have heard the saying, like, boys don't cry, or it's like really just repressing so much of their expression based on these archaic society norms of or ideas of what the masculine should be. And it's so interesting because I live in Mexico and have lived in Mexico for, you know, the last 3 years. And Mexico is really known as this machismo culture where it's like really centered around men. And it's really interesting because like Mother Mary, there's statues all over the country. You'll find them everywhere. And men are really like in devotion to their mothers, but there can be this really big sign of disrespect towards their wives or other feminine. It's very interesting to witness and to be here. But that brings me back to the point of, you know, really being able to support men and connecting to their heart. And for example, the machismo culture, there is zero connection to the heart whatsoever. In fact, I feel so much sacral energy here in Mexico. It's like can be really primal, especially depending on where I am. And so one of the biggest things that I do with my clients is I give them the tools and the guidance of how to actually feel through their heart. And every single client I have helped, this is the first time that they have ever felt this. And it's a completely new way of living. And I think sometimes as women, we have this deep ability to be connected to our bodies and our intuition, you know, through our womb. And women are more encouraged to be connected to their emotions. And we have our moon cycles that also really support us. And so I think it's really important in society and in culture to also create that space and that awareness and that ability for men. And it's just been so life-changing, like when my clients start to connect from their hearts, how things shift. And your heart is the biggest electromagnetic field in your body. And so when you're able to actually tap into that energy, you're really in tune to universal energy. And you shift your timeline because the mind is basically a receiver and it's just cycling thought loops all of the time. And it's usually logical and analytical. But the heart is really like your compass. It's the soul. It's really guiding you on what is actually the highest and the most true for you. So learning how to access this part of you is so life-changing. And if you've ever been around a man who moves through the world through his heart, it is so beautiful. Recently, I was just in Ibiza and I ran into a friend of mine. We met in Tulum, and then it was so cool. We had a beautiful night when we met, like such a fun evening. And then we ran into him in Ibiza, and you could just feel his heart is so big and so expanded. And even the way he speaks and communicates, it's from this like deep centered heart place versus, you know, a man who's like connecting from his sacral energy. You're going to feel a lot of sexual energy. It could feel really primal. It can also feel really unsafe as well, especially if he has leaky sexual energy. So supporting men in really dropping into their heart has been some of the most profound work of my life. And from this space, what I've also really helped my male clients do is become this powerful co-creative force with the universe. I've really been able to teach them certain laws and principles of manifestation and universal energy. And because they're not so in their head anymore, they're dropped into their heart, they're dropped into their body, they're able to really work with the universe and their intuition to manifest and co-create. And a lot of the work that we do in my private containers is around relationship, calling in their queen, calling in love. And so they start to feel this deep level of support and this deep level of connection to the unseen realm that previously wasn't available. And that also just gives them more confidence and more security that this deep love that they're calling in, this union, is true. It is available. And so this is also one of my favorite things to support them with, because again, it's a huge shift in how they operate in the world and then the type of relationship that they get to have as a result of this. One of the other things that I love supporting men with is this power of decision and really deciding that they get to be with an incredible queen, a sacred goddess in union. And basically what we're doing in the container together is we're closing the gap. They're getting all the tools, all the resources that is required for them to be in the union. And it gets to be this kind of fun, seductive game with the universe where they have rooted in their body, in their core, in their heart, that they are going to be in union with this woman. And what we're doing is releasing the trauma, releasing the distrust, releasing what's ever in the way, and building certainty, building on their ability to love and to open and to receive so that they can merge and come into this beautiful union. And then from this space, they also learn how to hold a higher frequency of love. So I really do a lot of work on my clients' heart chakras, and I help them learn how to flow energy from the heart. So there's like these very powerful practices that I'll do in my one-to-one where we are just moving energy, and they're being able to really crack open their heart and to really feel the feminine and to really feel the feminine as this very safe, powerful, expansive energy where maybe in the past they felt the feminine was trying to like control them and contract them. So it's recoding in their body what a woman feels like, which also really expands them and allows these unions to come into fruition. And I would say one of the core things I see shift in all of my male clients is that they're able to access so much more courage. They really, really step into their integrity and they open themselves up to see love as the greatest source of freedom. Because there's so much conversation in our society that relationships change people and that there's kind of like this dominating energy, and sometimes there's like energetic castration and like men don't want to commit. And all of this has to do when you're connecting basically from a trauma bond, when you're choosing a partner from a space of lack or fear, and it's not truly coming from the heart. It's not coming from a core desire to merge with somebody. So a lot of the work that I do with these men is completely transforming their perspective around relationship and what that means to them, so that it is this space of absolute freedom and power and connection and love. And so all of these things that I do with my clients have just made me such an advocate for men, such an advocate for the divine masculine. And it's been so beautiful to see how all of my relationships with men have shifted. You know, I have two brothers, I have two nephews, and I just hold them with so much like love and devotion and sacredness. I have so many beautiful male friends in my life who come to me and just want to know, how can I be a better lover? How can I be a better partner? How can I make my queen feel more seen? And even, for example, tomorrow, I'm going shopping with one of my friends because he created an altar. And I asked him, oh, do you have anything to represent your relationship? And he had one thing, but I said, I think it would really benefit from having a rose quartz crystal to really represent and hold the frequency of love. So tomorrow, we're literally going crystal shopping for him to choose something to activate his altar. And then I also just had a friend come to me who went through a really rough breakup. And although his heart is in so much pain right now, he's so grateful he had the opportunity to love and to fully merge with this woman. And he already has children and thought he never wanted children again. But being with this woman, he really wanted to like co-create a child. And even though that relationship didn't work out, he's just really committed to experience an even deeper love the next time around, which was so beautiful to witness and to hear, because sometimes the opposite happens when we are losing love, or when a love ends, we can close our hearts and get in the story that we're never going to have the love again. So that was so beautiful to witness. And I also have a very good friend of mine who is flying down for a weekend to see me later this month because he values my presence and my oracle. And he often comes to me for relationship advice as to how to step into, you know, really being the king in his relationship and how to support his queen's growth and evolution and how to continue evolving the relationship with more love, with more presence, with more connection. And so I just absolutely love the divine masculine. I love the role I get to play in supporting men rise into this version of them, of creating these really beautiful, safe, expansive energies where men can have the love of their dreams, the love of their desires, and also to really expand other women who may be in the belief that men are not showing up, that men don't want love, that men aren't doing the work, because none of that is true. And it's really important to just be aware of how you are thinking and perceiving the divine masculine, because if you have really collapsed energy around it, then that's what's going to be shown to you. And I hope that this podcast episode and me sharing my experience with all of these beautiful men can really expand you and open you up to completely new possibilities and higher timelines when it comes to love. And also, I would love to extend an invitation if you are a man listening to this who is devoted to love, who really wants to call in his queen, who wants to have a completely new experience when it comes to relationship, when it comes to opening his heart, when it comes to having intimacy and orgasm and sex and pleasure from a really high level, then I currently have space available in my private mentorship. And it is an application-based process because I want to make sure that the people who come in were really connected and you're really committed, because this is a really powerful, transformative container. But if this does sound like what you are ready for, I would absolutely love to hear from you. You can reach out to me on Instagram at Michelle Pound. It's linked below. I love all of you so much. I really can't wait to hear how this episode served you, and let me know if this has shifted your perspective on men and the divine masculine. And until next time, sending you so much love. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Come soak up extra inspiration on Instagram by following at Michelle Pound or visiting my website at michellepound.com. Remember, you're just one thought away, and I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode.